Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, September 19th at 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. I was so cold driving in this morning, I turned on the seat warmers, and I didn't realize it, but there's a warmer in my steering wheel, too. I'm driving, and all of a sudden, my steering wheel is, like, really warm. I'm like, what is happening? I had no idea that there was a warmer on my steering wheel.
Oh, how nice. So many cars have the seat warmers, the steering wheel warmers. Go back to when you were in high school, living in outside of Denver, getting in your car, and it was just freezing the entire time driving to school.
When I had to drive to school, my dad, he would get up earlier than I would, go outside, scrape the ice off of my windshield, take off all the snow off the car, turn it on, and just leave it running in the driveway. So by the time I would get in, it was just nice and toasty. I was so spoiled.
Oh, what a glorious thing
to do.
It was
so amazing.
Because it was, I mean, bone-chilling cold up there, I'm sure, in Denver.
Yeah.
That's what it was in Philly, too. And it would just take forever for your car to warm up and have that to walk out there. In a nice warm car. I can feel
amazing.
It now.
Amazing, yeah. So luckily, we don't have to deal with that cold. I mean, let's be honest. What, it's 67 degrees right now.
I know.
So I'm talking like it's 30 below zero. But, you know, you're just, when you move to Vegas or when if you're born and raised here, I just feel like your blood gets thinner and you're way more sensitive to the cold. And plus, we've had these 110, 115 degree summer days that it's just, it's a transition. We went for a walk last night and I was like, ugh, it's cold. It was literally like 70 degrees. I don't know what was wrong with me.
I got up for the gym and was playing with Jax outside and everything. And I went inside, took a shower, and I've got these winter socks, these really thick socks on. I got out of the shower and I had shorts on and everything. I'm like, I'm cold. I put winter socks on last night. I'm like, these socks are nice and warm.
Yeah, it's, and this is, we're still going to go back to 90s,
yes.
But still. Just, it's
Sunday, the heat's going to be hot again on Sunday.
But how your perspective changes, that
exactly.
Is for sure.
How's things going over there? How you doing right now?
Good. Every morning for breakfast, I drink a protein shake. That's just always my go-to in the morning. And I've been drinking the exact same brand for so long. And it's just kind of like nothing I look forward to in the morning. It's more that I drink it to get the protein than anything else. So I'm at Costco the other day and I see a different brand that I've seen people drinking before. I'm like, people are drinking this one. There's got to be something to it. So instead of going with my old brand, I went with this. I bought this new brand, and today was the first day that I tried it. And oh my gosh, it tastes like chocolate milk. I was like, what is? I have been missing out. Or maybe it's just I was so sick of my old brand that anything tasted better. It was so I felt like I had a nice little treat this morning.
Do tell. What's the brand? What do you have over
there? So the brand, I just threw the thing in there in the trash. It's Fairlife.
Okay.
Fairlife.
And Mercedes going to grab it. And then when she gave the build up and she said, "Chia," for a second, I thought you were going to say it tasted like chalk. I'm glad to hear it tastes like chocolate because some protein drinks can taste like chalk.
Fairlife, 30 grams of protein. Ooh. It's got 130 calories, only 2 grams of sugar. It was awesome. I'm like, I am so buying these from now on. It was amazing.
30 grams of protein and 2 grams of sugar?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And
Rachel,
it tastes
huge.
Like it tastes like chocolate milk. It was so delicious.
Don't throw it out. Take a picture. Post it on our stories.
Okay.
Seriously, because that's Costco's the only place you can get it, you think?
No, maybe? I've seen Fairlife at the grocery store before, but it was the first time I saw it at Costco in a pack that you could buy. And so I was like, let's try this because no disrespect, Pure Protein. I've drank you for years. I was just kind of needed a break. And so I'm sorry to break up with you, but I'm going to Fairlife. Fairlife is offering me a little change of pace these days.
I love a good protein shake, and you find ones that just taste delicious, like you said, like chocolate milk or something, or strawberry, and then you look at the sugar intake, and the sugar is pretty high on some of them. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So I was really excited to driving in this morning. I'm like, this is delicious. So that's always my little, that's how my method. I drink my protein shake on the way here, and then once I get here, I go to my coffee. That's kind of my little ritual.
I do instant coffee, so I get here to the radio station and realize that I don't have my coffee mug, so I'm like, no big deal. I look around, there's no cups here in the building. Like, darn it. And then I said to myself, you know what? That's a sign from the universe. Skip coffee this morning. You don't need coffee. You can make it a morning without coffee. About 10 minutes goes by, and I'm like, nah, I'm going to order myself some Starbucks.
Oh, you are? Yeah.
Yes.
You can't not go.
No, I went 10 minutes. I'm like, no. I started feeling that adrenaline started to
You're
go down
welcome to get some. I have K-cups in there that you got me. You're welcome to use my coffee machine in there.
I don't have a cup. That's the only thing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't have a cup. That's the only thing.
I have a cup on my desk if you want to wash it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, there's like a couple of cups that I've never even used that I got as gifts. So if you want to use that.
I ordered the Starbucks already. Darn it.
Oh, darn it. Sorry.
There's cups in the break room. There's mugs and stuff. But I don't trust those random mugs. So that's why I ordered it.
Those mugs have never been used that are on my desk. So feel free to grab one.
I might take one just to have another mug.
Yeah, just so you have one to put it on your desk and make sure you have a backup or something.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So Starbucks is on the way. I have coffee coming right now.
Very nice. Well, we are really happy to be with you guys this morning, almost to the weekend. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Show Me Love by Robin S? Do you want to hear Real World by Matchbox 20? Or do you want to hear My Love by Justin Timberlake and T.I.? I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. Those are your choices. Let's get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning on the way next. Does your family have a naming tradition? One family is going viral for theirs. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Real World by Matchbox 20 is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Does your family have a naming tradition in your family? Maybe it's like you all have names that start with the letter B, or all the boys are named after grandpa, and it's like a junior and the third and the fourth or something like that. There's a family that's going viral right now for giving their 6 siblings names in JKLMNO alphabetical order. JK Elemento. Yeah. So basically, and we have some audio from the girl, Lauren Humphreys. She's obviously the L in the JK Elemento. And she tells us kind of how it started. Her parents didn't go in intending to do this, but it was some turns of events that happened that made this happen.
I've seen this question now several times, and we are the JK Elemento kids, so everybody's been wondering, did my parents plan this from the beginning? So it started out purely a coincidence. My oldest sister, if she had been a boy, she would have been Matthew, so they liked the name Jolene, so they went with Jolene. Now, second child comes along. If she had been a boy, she would have been Matthew. She is named Kelsey. So now third child comes along, that's me. At this point, they realize they have the JK going. So my name is Lauren, and if I had been a boy, I would have been Lucas. And so then fourth child comes along, he ends up being a boy. So they got to use Matthew, which was the preferred boy name they always wanted. So Matthew, and had he have been a girl, he would have been Molly. So then little Nolan comes along, and he would have been a Nora if he had been a girl. And then last but certainly not least was our sweet O-child, and well, not our, my sister. She obviously ends up being a girl, Olivia, and had she have been a boy, she would have been Owen.
So there
Look
you go.
That.
They're the JK Elemento kids. Did you guys have... I mean, you're all J's, right?
Yeah, we're all J's. Jenny, JC, or Jorge, J for me, and then John, J. Yeah, we're all J's, the three J's. And you guys?
Does it end with just the first names, or do you guys have the same middle initials?
No, it's just the first name. Yeah,
okay.
Jennifer Marie and John David. So yeah, it's just the first name.
Well, then I'll one-up you, because we're all M's, and we all have our middle names. We were all MRMs. My parents did that on purpose. They gave us all first initials M, middle initials R, and then, of course, our last name was M.
I knew you were M's. I didn't realize you were all middle initial, too.
We are all MRMs. So it was, it's me, my brother Marcos, my sister Monica, and then my brother Mario. And then my middle name, well, I kind of changed it, so it's not my middle name anymore. It was Rosalia. My brother was Ramon, my sister is Roberta, and then my littlest brother is Ricardo. So yeah, like we're all MRMs.
And then you notice you married an M?
I did notice that. Thanks for pointing that out. Oh my God, you're kidding me. After all these years, I just noticed that. Thanks for,
Hold on one
thanks for pointing
second.
That out. Man, how did I miss that?
I keep on falling.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2,134.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, 6:03. It is time to get going. September 19th, we are almost to the weekend. How's it going?
All is well here. I like doing things alone. I enjoy doing stuff by myself, but there's one thing that I've never done by myself that I just learned about a buddy of mine that he likes to do this often, and he was telling me about his recent experience, and that's going to concerts alone. Have you ever been to a concert by... Well, first off, do you like doing stuff by yourself? Are you comfortable going to a restaurant by yourself or movies by yourself?
I've never done that. I've never gone to a restaurant by myself. I've never gone to the movies by myself. There was a time where I would be like, absolutely not. There's no way I would ever do that. But now I think I would consider it if the opportunity came up to do that. It's just so easy to like make things come to you now, so you don't have to go out and do it by yourself, you know?
My buddy, this was back in February, his favorite band, which I just learned about my buddy, his favorite band is Tool. And he realized that they were coming to town, and he asked a couple people if they wanted to go see Tool, and they're like, no, we're not going to go see Tool. Like, yeah, I'll go by myself. So he went to the Tool concert. It was at T-Mobile Arena. Had an absolute blast, and then realized at the end of the night, his son's teacher was sitting right behind him, and he just said it was so much fun. So he's been to a couple of concerts since then by himself. He's like, it's a blast. You go in, you enjoy the music by yourself. You can leave when you want to leave. You don't have to worry about talking to someone. You just soak in the music. It's a fantastic time.
That's I mean, if you're just there to listen to the music, you can't really have a conversation with people very well at concerts anyway. So why not go by yourself?
That's a great point. I mean, think about it that way, because you're there to listen to music, not chit-chat everything. You just sit there and soak it all in.
There was a big concert announcement just 2 minutes ago, Metallica, they're doing their M72 World Tour, and they're coming to Las Vegas. Las Vegas is on the list. And I get a notification like right away on the calendar. It just says Metallica. And I'm like, what is this? And I see my husband's put it in. Metallica, April 12th. Metallica tickets go on sale September 23rd. Added to the calendar. And I'm like, what? And so I look it up. I'm like, my gosh. My husband's a member of the Metallica fan club. So I guess he got that information ahead of the official announcement. But I could totally see him going to that show by himself. I don't know if I'm going to go with him, but if I don't, he'll still go. I guarantee it.
Love the fact that Matt's alert beat you to the official press release came out about Metallica.
I got it like 10 minutes ago. I'm like, what is this? What is he even talking about? But I think I would go to a concert. Like, if BTS came and no one wanted to go with me, I would 100% go by myself. Because I also know that, like, the fans would adopt me and, like, I'd have friends for the night.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Laura, my wife, ended up going to a Kanye West concert by herself. This was, gosh, like 15 years ago. And her friend was going to go. Her friend backed out. I'm like, I don't want to go. And she ended up going. But same thing. She had a blast. She ended up dancing with the people in the aisles, just having a great time with everyone.
Yeah, there's kind of this camaraderie when you go to a concert. Like, we all love this band. So let's, for the most part, be nice to each other. My husband did get in a fight with someone at a Garth Brooks concert. That's another story for another day. But.
Yeah, let's save that. What's the concert that he saw a fight happen? And who's been in a fight at a Garth Brooks concert?
This drunk cowboy man was all not about personal space. So he was all up in my husband's personal space.
Well, we have a lot coming up on the show, including what's trending. We got that next. What do you have for us?
We are going to talk about Saturday Night Live. They're getting ready to kick off their 50th season. And they've got some huge hosts and musical guests on deck. We'll talk about that coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Saturday Night Live is trending this morning. It is coming up here on their 50th anniversary of the show. Hard to believe. Season 50 kicks off on September 28th. The legendary comedy show just announced some of their upcoming hosts and musical guests to kick off the season. And it's going to be a good beginning. I'll say that. On the opening show, Hack star Jean Smart, she's going to open the season with hosting duties. Jelly Roll will be the musical guest. Which I think, you know, she's just coming off of that big Emmy win. Jelly Roll, he performed at the Emmys, and he's just on a, no pun intended, roll right now. So that's a big get. On October 5th, comedian Nate Bargatze, he's going to be hosting with Coldplay. So that's going to be an awesome show. This one I was kind of perplexed by. I felt like you had the host and the musical guest in one. Ariana Grande, she's going to host on October 13th, but instead of being the musical guest, Stevie Nicks will. I wonder if they'll do some sort of a duet.
Oh my, could you imagine? I'm excited about all the ones you mentioned so far, but something about if the two of them got together, two legends, two icons, and started singing. Holy cow, think about that.
I just think it would be a big waste to not have Ariana Grande sing while she's on there. So we'll see on that one. But yeah, Stevie Nicks, musical guest. On October 19th, you have Michael Keaton hosting with musical guest Billie Eilish. And then November 2nd, John Mulaney, he will take hosting duties with Chapel Roan as the musical guest. I cannot wait for that one. November 2nd cannot get here fast enough. A lot of people have been talking about, you know, obviously we have an election coming up, and Saturday Night Live is infamous for doing skits and stuff about the people that are running. And former SNL cast member Maya Rudolph, she has confirmed that she will be returning to revive her Kamala Harris impression ahead of the election. No word on if Alec Baldwin or anyone, for that matter, who that person will be coming on to do the Donald Trump impression. But It should be an amazing kickoff to the 50th season of this iconic sketch show, and that is what's trending.
All right, heads up time. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400 is our phone number. Just call right now. Just be caller 20. And this is a prize that's great for the entire family.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I feel like it's a tradition here in Las Vegas. We have four passes and two coupon books to the Las Vegas Greek Food Festival. It happens every year at St. John the Baptist Greek Orthodox Church. And your tickets right now with heads up. We have your categories and we have your partners. You get to pick which one you want. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Megan, you're in for Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All nice. Right. We've got two categories for you to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Autumn Equinox or Red Rose?
Let's go with Autumn Equinox.
Okay. The first day of fall is this Sunday, and these are all things that are associated with the fall season, okay?
All right.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Megan, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win, and you start now.
You might bob for these or
put... Apple.
Yes. This is the holiday on October 31st.
Halloween.
Yes. This is a very popular drink at this point, made out of coffee.
Pumpkin spice.
Yes. This is, you might go to one of these festivals where you get together all of the fall things. It's this kind of festival.
Harvest?
Yes.
Harvest.
This is a type of shirt you might see a lumberjack wear. It's plaid. It's made of this.
Flannel.
Yes. This is the beautiful leaves. It's all part of the fall what? The
foliage.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You are brilliant, Megan. You got foliage, you got harvest. How in the world?
Yes.
I am so impressed. Congratulations.
Woo. Yes. Woo, I'm so excited.
The two of you together were nonstop on that.
Wow.
And Megan, you're all set. You have your passes, your tickets to the Las Vegas Greek Food Festival. So congratulations on that. Now, next hour, 7:30, New Kids on the Block. They'll be here tomorrow in our underground lounge, and you'll be there with the guys. We have your passes coming up at 7:30 when you conquer the Mega Minutes.
Coming up next, you might be getting your kids off to school this morning. Do you ever bribe your kids with money to get good grades, to do their homework? Is that something that you do or that you made money doing when you were a kid? We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Did you ever get paid for your grades when you were in school? I got paid $5 if I got an A, $3 if I got a B, and then nothing after that. It was 5 and 3 for me. Did you ever get paid for grades?
I did. I want to say it was $10 for an A, maybe $8 for a B, and I got paid on C's.
Oh,
I think
dang.
I got $5 for C's.
Hey, man, I mean, if that was an improvement to what you were getting before, then, you know, it's motivation, right?
I think my parents were thinking, like, maybe we offer money on C's, so bump those grades up. Yeah, so I got paid on C's, which was fantastic for me. That's how I made some money.
What's your take on paying kids for grades? I was talking to my mom, and she was telling me how my sister-in-law, she pays my nephew $5 for every book he reads. And this kid is making bank now. Now he is like wanting to read all the time because he knows he's going to make money.
Yeah.
So he's reading book after book after book, just raking in the cash. And my mom was like, I don't know. Like, what do you think? I'm like, I think it's brilliant. The kid is making cash. He's reading. He's starting to really enjoy books. Yeah, he may be motivated by the financial side of it, but I do feel like that's going to eventually be a secondary thing, that he's really discovering his love of books and what type of genres he likes. And right now, yeah, it's all about the money, but as he gets older, it's going to develop a love and a passion for reading.
How old is he?
He is 7 years old.
7 years old. I think that's great. If my parents would have did that, they wouldn't have to worry about paying me because I didn't read that many books as a kid.
No. I mean, would you, if they did offer you money, would you have read more?
I probably would have. It depends on the book. If it's a long book, books could not, probably not, to be honest. I could not pay attention to reading books. I just lost interest. Now, as an adult, I read every single day. I love reading. But as a kid, I don't think I would get through it for $5. Maybe if they bumped it up to 20.
Oh, dang. You are expensive.
I'm an expensive kid, yeah.
By the way, he's 10. I just looked it up. Oops, I'm a terrible aunt. Naomi, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about paying for reading or paying for grades?
I think it's great. We actually, we pay our kids $5 if they get an A, $5 if they get a B. But if they get a C, they pay us $3. If they get a D, they pay us $5. And if they get an F, they pay us $10. So we're teaching them responsibility and accountability.
Wow. You just added a whole new level to it. I love that. You have to pay us if you get bad grades. They don't want to pay you.
If I was your kid, could I start a credit account with you? Because my gosh, I'd be in debt. I'd be in debt as a kid.
Oh, wow. That's really brilliant, Naomi. And how does it usually end up? Do the kids usually end up making money on this one?
Oh my gosh, they make so much money, we're going broke.
Oh, well, I guess that's a good problem. Thank you so much. Well, let's talk to Rochelle. Rochelle, what do you think about this, paying your kids?
I am good with it. I'm a teacher, so I appreciate the fact that if they don't, mine is I pay for no missing assignments per quarter.
Oh, wow. You guys are giving me all these ideas to tell my sister-in-law. No missing assignments. That's really good.
And I don't want to have to chase after my kids to do their work. So I just want them to do it.
How much do you give them for that?
If they have no missing assignments, they have 6 classes, no missing assignments in all 6, I give them $50.
Whoa!
That's huge.
Oh my gosh. That is my motivation. And yes, it's financially motivated, but it's going to eventually, I think, catch on and teach them some responsibility.
Absolutely. And they got a lot of money in their pocket too as a kid. That is big.
We just got this text. It says, I have a friend that got $10 for an A, $5 for a B, $3 for a C. My parents gave me a, hey, nice going.
You know, we got a minute, and while we're talking about school and teachers and everything, we should bring up the fact that we are looking for our September Teacher of the Month, and bring it up now because the entries close on this tomorrow, so once you get your nomination in today.
Yeah, make sure you get those nominations in. We only have a couple right now, so we would love to give as many teachers as possible a chance to win our September Teacher of the Month, and the winning teacher that we select at random gets a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet. You'll also get an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. Tell your parents, kids, hey, I want to nominate my teacher, or if your child has a teacher that's awesome, maybe it's a coworker and you see how hard they work, let us know. We want to find our September Teacher of the Month.
Yeah, these entries close tomorrow, so do it now while it's top of mind. Get it done. Get your entry in. And a huge thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So if you use Uber a lot, they have introduced a pair of new features to make the service safer for its users. One is rider verification, which allows users to confirm their identity by uploading a photo ID and taking a selfie, and then that will give you a verified badge. Like, now we're getting verified on Uber, too.
I like this. Okay.
Yeah, so that can lead to quicker ride acceptance on something like that. The other one is the Record My Ride feature, which went live this week after a very successful pilot, and it lets drivers record audio and video during their trips, and it has encrypted files that are only accessible if needed for safety reports, and those updates follow a lot of recent safety concerns, including incidents of violence against drivers. So you'll most likely be recorded on your next Uber trip.
I think that's fantastic because, yeah, you want the safety of the passenger, but the drivers, they don't know what they're picking up until that person gets in the car. They have no idea what they're picking up. And also, too, as a true driver, you don't know where you're going until you get there to pick the person up? Is that how it works?
When I always wonder like how they profile me when I call an Uber. Like I'm standing there and they're looking for me and I think, you know, I have my picture on my profile, but then they see me and I always try to like set the tone early. So when I see the car, I smile and wave. I'm like, hi. It just to put them a little at ease, you know?
Getting
like,
happy.
Hey, I'm a nice person. You don't have to worry. And I get in. I'm like, hi, how are you? Try to read the room. Are they going to be a talker or are they not a talker? Because I'm cool either way. Like, if you want to talk, I'll talk. If you don't, I'll be quiet. But I always try to kind of diffuse the tension that comes with that initial meetup between the Uber passenger and the Uber driver.
Are you waving like it's a family member you haven't seen in a while as they pull up like, hey, right here, that's me.
No.
I see you, Toyota Corolla. I'm over here holding the phone up out so they can see it.
I do it right next to my shoulder. I don't go too high because that's aggressive.
Oh.
I go right next to my shoulder like, hi, and just a simple shake back and forth of my hand. Just very like friendly, but not like in your face.
And a nice little greeting too.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. Yeah, life is good.
So also this morning, let's talk about Taylor Swift. She is shifting her focus to what comes after the Eras Tour. Sources, I guess, spoke to Us Weekly, and they say that she and her boyfriend, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, they are very much in love, and they seem to be focused on the future. So this source says Taylor and Travis are very committed and serious about their future. Taylor is ready for the next era of her life.
Down bad, crying at the gym.
They both see marriage as something they want sooner rather than later. She just hadn't found the one until now. Meanwhile, Travis apparently dropped hints to those close to him about his plans to take things to the next level. So Taylor, she is set to hit the road again in October for the final dates of the Eras Tour, but for now she's just focused on going to as many Chiefs games as possible to support Travis.
If we're believing that leaked document that came out about their breakup, it should be happening next week. I think it was September 28th was the breakup date, according to that leaked document.
I don't buy that at all. Didn't they come out and say that that was totally forged?
Yeah, it was made up by some college kids or something.
Yeah, so some good news if you're a Swiftie fan, that's for sure. Finally this morning, a new study by the University of Chicago finds that couples who share their phone passwords are generally happier and more trusting. The findings suggest that transparency leads to stronger relationship bonds, although some experts warn that there should be personal privacy and that should still be respected. Do you think couples should share their passwords, or is it like if you don't want to, are you a bad person for not wanting to share your password with your spouse?
Lauren, she has my password. I have her password. She has access to my phone. I have access to hers. There's no real secrets between us, so I don't see there being an issue.
Answer my question. Do you think you're a bad person if you don't share it?
What are you hiding? Yes.
You do think?
Yeah.
So?
Are you hiding something from that person? Why not share your password?
At what point, though, do you say, hey, here you go. You start dating someone. You don't share it right
now.
No,
I would say, man, oh, wow. 6 months in, I would say.
Oh,
wow.
I feel
comfortable letting that person take a look. Yes, I would say the 6 month mark. 3 months? No. 6 months, I would get to that safe point.
I feel like it's just a feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys just really bond and trust each other right away, do it then. If not, you know, wait until you're ready. But it's, I told you guys, I put my face on his face ID.
I was going to say, at what point can you put your face on their face ID?
And I told him, I go, hey, you're welcome to put your face on my face ID too if you want. I mean, I don't care. He's like, no, I know your password. It's fine. So, all right, coming up next, speaking of couples and dating, a girlfriend of mine, she has been going on these Hinge dates. And oh man, wait until you hear what happened with this guy that she was texting on Hinge. He rejected her for what I think is one of the pettiest reasons I have ever heard. What's the pettiest reason you were rejected? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I do not really understand the dating app world. I met my husband before apps were a thing, and I get such good stories from my girlfriends that are on them. One of my girlfriends, she got divorced last year. She's been checking out some of the dating apps, and the one that she has gravitated towards is Hinge. Do you know anything about Hinge?
I'm just there with you. I don't know anything about dating apps. Yeah.
So I guess she was texting with a guy on Hinge, and she's a single mom. She has her son the majority of the time. It's not even like a 50-50 split. He's with her most of the time. And so she met this guy. He's a single dad. And they've been texting back and forth, just really getting along. And they finally decided to meet up this past weekend for the first time. So they meet up. Everything's going great. They're talking about, you know, their life. They both knew that the other one had kids. He has a daughter. She has a son. And they knew that. And over the date, they finally kind of revealed their kids' names to each other. Before, it was just my son, my daughter. And so they revealed the names. And her son's name is Jaden. She's like, oh, yeah, Jaden, he's this old. And da da da. He was talking about his daughter. And she's like, wonderful. And so the date went well. And she was all, like, good with it. So I guess after that, the date was on Saturday. She was texting me about this. She didn't hear back from him on Sunday. I thought, okay, maybe he's playing that game. Like, oh, I got to wait a couple days. Nothing Monday. Nothing Tuesday. She finally texts him Tuesday night. Is like, hey, she had thanked him for the night and said she had a great time and no response. So she's like, is everything okay? Did I do something wrong? Did I make an idiot out of myself? Like, I haven't heard a word back from you. And she sees the text bubbles. She said, she goes, I saw text bubbles and knew it was trouble. And it was just, it took a long time. And then finally this long text message comes out, and it's basically saying that he thought she was great. He really liked her. It's just the issue is with their kids. And she's like, huh? So she goes on reading, and the fact that her son's name is Jaden and his daughter is named Hayden would be too complicated.
Oh my gosh. Come on, dude.
I was dead. I was
seriously
like, what are you? I go, you got dumped because your guys' kids' names are too similar?
How?
And she's like, yeah, he's like, I was like, I said, how did you even respond? And she sent me the screenshot. It just said, okay, cool. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. Move on past this guy. How petty is that? Because the kids' names are too similar.
The pettiest reason you were rejected. 702-364-9400.
No one's going to beat that.
Can anyone?
Because that is beyond petty.
I thought she was joking. Jaden and Hayden, that's going to get too complicated. I mean, he's basically planning their future together, saying, like, it's just a date. It was literally their first date. But what was the pettiest reason you were rejected? Can you beat Jaden and Hayden? Erica says she can. Wait until you hear what she says. And it has to do with names also. We'll talk to Erica, Christine on hold, Stacy on hold. That's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. What is the pettiest reason that you have been dumped? My girlfriend got dumped by a guy she met on Hinge because her son's name is Jaden, his daughter's name is Hayden, and the guy thinks that would just be too complicated, so it's done.
Can't even beat that. That's top-level pettiness right there.
Well, Erica says maybe she can. Erica, what happened to you?
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying that I was the petty one in this situation.
Okay. We accept that.
So I met this guy and he was like pretty much perfect as far as like looks and personality and all of that. He was a guitar player. So we go out. He is a kid. I have a kid. My son's name is Mel. His son's name is Gibson after the guitar company. So if we dated, our kids would be Mel Gibson. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't have to explain that all the time. Like, no, we're not huge Mel Gibson fans. Like, it just worked out this way.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I mean, if he was perfect in every way, you couldn't overlook that, Erica.
As far as physically, he was perfect. His personality is really nice, but he also really didn't have his life together. There were other reasons, but that didn't help.
That was the icing on the cake. You're like, okay, we don't want to go with Mel Gibson.
Oh, these are your kids? Yes, Mel Gibson. What? Oh, you're a fan of Mel Gibson? No,
this is Mel and Gibson here. We are going to take more of your calls. Pettiest reason that you've ever been dumped. Christine has a name-related dumpage, too, and Stacy, oh man, this sounds like an ego problem. We'll talk to them and take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. What is the pettiest reason you were dumped? Stacy, good morning. What happened to you?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I met this guy and things were going good and he found out I own my own house. I drive a BMW. I make more money, have more money than him. And his whole attitude changed.
How so? You would think he'd be like, heck yeah, yeah. I hit the jackpot. What happened?
I guess he felt like he was in competition with me and he wanted to control me. He wanted a yes woman with no brain, submissive, codependent. No, that's not me.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe it would just be an immature thing, because I remember when I was younger, if I was dating someone, I found out she was making more money than me or more successful. I was intimidated by it, but then I quickly grew out of that, and I love that.
You know what they say, the trash always takes itself out, so he did you a favor, right?
Oh, what a line! Thank you, Stacy.
Thanks, Stacy. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, you had a name situation, too, for a petty reason that you were dumped. What happened?
So I met this guy on a dating app and we talked for a little bit. We met, went on a couple dates, and then the last one, he was like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And I was like, I thought everything was going well. He's like, my sister's name is Christine and I just can't do both.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Like, I do think that is petty, but in his defense, maybe, yeah, in the throes of passion or something, like, Christine, oh.
Yeah, the vision of her pops in his mind. Yeah. It does not work. It doesn't work.
Again, Christine, the trash always takes itself out, so you're good. You're good. Thank you.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Lena, you're caller 20. You ready to tackle the Mega Minute?
We're so ready.
Okay, so you have a car full of people. Who is in the car with you right now?
My husband, Dave, my daughter, Aubrey, and my son, Zyler.
Okay, can they all hear me? Can you guys hear me right now?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Here's the deal. I ask the question. If any one of you know the answer, just shout it out. A right answer is a right answer, no matter who it comes from. Okay, guys?
All right,
we're playing for these tickets to see New Kids on the Block tomorrow and our exclusive Underground Lounge here at Mix 94.1. 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 correct. If you pass on one or get one wrong, don't stress it. We'll come back to that question at the end. And you guys, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Videos on YouTube that are less than 60 seconds are called what? Hello? Yes. What was the name of the MTV show where they would take a junky old car and fix it up?
If You're Right.
Yes. Which grumpy Sesame Street resident lives in a trash can? Yes. Sophie Turner recently got divorced from which Jonas brother?
Nick Jonas.
No.
What? Jonas.
Who?
No.
Yes. What Lady Gaga song is also the name of a PlayStation game?
Just Dance.
Yes, Olaf the Snowman is from what Disney movie? Yes, what are the Green Bay Packer fans called?
Cheesehead.
Yes, in what city was Anne Frank and her family hiding from the Nazis?
Berlin.
No, what kind of fish can inflate like a balloon?
Pufferfish.
Yes, Max Crosby plays for what NFL team?
Pass.
In what city was Anne Frank and her family hiding from the Nazis?
Munich.
Oh, gosh. God.
Oh, my gosh. That is the closest we've gotten in a long time. You guys did so well. It was in Amsterdam that Anne Frank and her family were. And Max Crosby, he's probably not listening, but if he is, I'm sorry. He plays for the Predators.
Hey, he blew us off on Radio Row.
Yeah,
it was
really
a clear blow off on Radio Row. No time for us.
Sorry, Max. Yeah. Maybe they would have known if you would have come on
exactly.
Our show.
Exactly, yes.
Great, great effort, you guys. You really did well, but that means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. So caller 20 right now. You get these passes, two of them, to our exclusive New Kids on the Block Underground Lounge and Meet and Greet happening this Friday. Caller 20, you get them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
For the first time ever, American travelers with a U.S. passport are going to be able to renew it online. The State Department just announced that their online passport renewal program is fully available to adults 25 and older. That means they won't have to fill out or print a paper application. They won't have to mail a check, make an appointment to renew anymore. They also won't have to go get their photo taken somewhere because now it can be done right from a cell phone, uploaded online. So you can get all the details about the renewal process at travel.state.gov. It can point you in the right direction. But that's huge because getting a passport, it sucks. Renewing a passport, it sucks. So this is going to make it so much easier.
And then the take the photo yourself option, too. Who out there is upset with their driver's license photo or their passport photo? I wonder if we'll let you take multiple photos. Happy with photo or take again? Take again, please.
I actually like my driver's license photo. That's one of the few photos I like. Passport one, not so much. I don't really like that one. But my driver's license one, I want to keep that as long as possible.
Is it a recent one? Because mine's like 4 or 5 years ago.
I think mine is about 4 or 5 years ago, too, but I don't know. My hair's a little longer. No, not really. I want to say we actually have posted our
pictures,
photos before, but do you like yours?
I mean, yeah, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, just to keep it as long as you still look somewhat the same.
Yeah, you get the one like, who is this? Yeah. That's me 10 years ago, officer. Like,
exactly.
Oh, update this photo, kid.
Also this morning, Gwen Stefani, she is set to release her fifth studio album, Bouquet, on November 15th. That marks her first new record in 7 years. The album's going to feature 10 songs, including the new single, Somebody Else's. That drops tonight. I heard it 2 days ago. I thought it was so I was listening to the music and I was talking to one of my coworkers about it, and I was like, I like it. I want to give it a couple more listens before I make a decision on whether or not I like it. And one of our other coworkers was like, did you listen to the words? And I wasn't listening to the words of it. Honestly, I was just listening to the melody, and we went back and listened to the words, and oh, boy. I just could be me, but I think she really goes after Gavin Rossdale on that one.
Oh, she does?
Like, brutal. Like, you're somebody else's problem now.
What's the title of the song again?
Somebody else's.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so take a listen to that. We'll play some of it for you tomorrow.
It comes out tomorrow?
It comes out, like, tonight, so yeah, we'll have it tomorrow. So there's a duet with her husband, Blake Shelton, Purple Irises. She actually released that back in February. She's been teasing this album for months, described it as reflective of her life, and hinted at its floral theme. There's, you know, it's called Bouquet, Purple Irises. There's a song called Empty Vase, Marigold. So she is returning as a coach on The Voice for its 26th season, and that starts on Monday night on NBC.
Oh, I want to hear the Gavin Rossdale song.
Yeah, we'll play it for you guys tomorrow. Finally, this morning, a soccer player in England has been ruled out with an injury after a quote-unquote pretty hefty sneeze. That's according to his head coach, Victor Abadoyo. He plays for Bolton Wanderers in League One, which is the third tier of English soccer. And he hurt his back due to the sneeze last week. They say Victor has been suffering with a nasty back injury, and a sneeze set it off yesterday, believe it or not. The manager said that Victor is a powerful boy, and even his sneezes are powerful. He felt a bit of a crack in between his ribs.
Oof.
And we hope it's just cartilage or muscular tissue, but until we've had a good look at the scan, we won't know.
I've heard of that happening before, and if you have a bad back, I have a friend, her mom has like bad disc or something in her back, and she was telling me that her mom could, same thing, could sneeze, cough, open up the refrigerator door at the wrong angle, and next thing you know, your back is in a bad way.
When I was just recently sick, I was coughing just nonstop day and night, and it wasn't an injury, but I was like, man, my abs are gonna look so good after this, because I just could feel myself contracting my abs every time I coughed. I'm like, this is the best ab workout ever.
That's a new workout. We want to get six-pack abs? Get the whooping cough.
Exactly. Well, that's not like random advice that we would give you. Get sick. But let's talk about that next. What is the random advice that you were given that turned out to really be true? You were told something about parents, and for someone without kids, it was news to you.
Big
and
time.
It was actually really valuable news. What's the random advice that you've been given? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes you get bits and pieces of random advice. Some of it turns out to be nothing, but once in a while you'll get a gem that you're just like, you know what? I am so glad someone told me about this. And that happened to you.
Yeah, it started with a random text message from my wife. She's in Lars in New York City this weekend, and I get a text message from her asking if I could pick up some diapers this week. Like, what? We need diapers? Why do we need diapers? She's got a baby shower that she's going to this weekend and wants to bring diapers. And the reason why is another friend that's going, she's got a couple kids. She told Laura, she said, if you're going to a baby shower, give diapers. No need for a baby wiper warmer. Don't buy some fancy thing. When it comes down to it, the parents are going to need diapers. So show up to this baby shower with diapers. So it's either today or tomorrow, I got to stop at the store, get some diapers so Laura can bring it to this baby shower on Saturday.
I always go by what they register for on their baby registry, and I throw in a pack of diapers.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, like my the girl who does my hair recently had a baby, and I showed up and I said, hey, can you meet me out by your car? Because I just got her boxes of diapers. And she's like, this is the best gift ever. I fully support that. That is such a great thing to give to a new parent, because they will use them.
Diapers or diapers? I never bought diapers before. So just go in and go to Target, just go to the baby aisle and just grab diapers, infant 0 to 3, 0 to 1.
Yeah, what I did is I did 0 to 3 and I did the 1 to whatever.
Oh, like something to step into.
Yeah, so they have some as they get older. What's the random piece of advice that you were given that you swear by to this day? Let's talk to Jessica at 702-364-9400. Hi, Jessica. What was it for you?
So one of the things that I learned in life is that you always got to bring cash with you in Vegas. For example, you go to the valet and they're like, they're full. Oh, really? How about $20 and you're not full?
oh, yeah, sure, go ahead and come on in. And they'll usually front your car or have you be first up.
Isn't that funny? My husband's line is always, I'm staying on the 20th floor. And then he gets on the 20. They're like, come on in, you're good.
Yeah, I would love to talk to a valet attendant. What do we say? Just we show you the 20. Like, seriously, can you take it? I'll take care of you.
You know, my random piece of advice that someone did for me, and now I do it for anyone that has to experience this. If someone loses a loved one, whether it's a family member, a pet, anything, if they have a loss in their world, instead of sending flowers, I send a plant. And while, you know, sending a plant doesn't sound like the most romantic gift ever, someone sent me a plant when my dad died, and it means so much to me, because the flowers, they die,
mm-hmm.
but the plant, it's up to me to keep it alive. And I associate it with my dad. So I continue to keep it alive. I change the soil in it. And I've just seen this tiny little plant bloom into this beautiful, beautiful plant. And it just means so much to me. So now with any of my friends, if they suffer a loss, and I just get them a plant, and I think it goes a long way. That would be my random piece of advice.
That's great advice. And you also said something once to a listener on the air, and it was verbal advice. They had lost a loved one, and I tried to reuse this line this past week, and it didn't come out right. It was something along the lines of, the tears will turn into laughter, or the sad memories will be replaced by the happy memories as the years go on. Do you remember giving someone that kind of advice?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact line, but yeah. At some point, you will laugh more than you cry.
There you go.
When you think about them.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Because I had a friend that I ran into over the weekend, and he lost his father back in April, and he's very upset about it, as he should be. And I'm like, don't worry, soon you'll be laughing. He's like, what?
Soon you'll be laughing.
He's like, huh? I mean,
he's
soon.
Dead.
Like, I'm like, soon, like, laughter will come. Good memories will come. He's like, what are you talking about, man?
What is your random advice? We want to hear from you. 702-364-9400. Something that we could all live by and use in the future. And no, it's not. Don't worry. They're dead. You'll laugh about it.
This is so funny. The Wild Robot. We've got your passes to the advanced screening coming up here in less than 5 minutes. The movie looks so cute. Coming up in about 5 minutes when you win Heads Up.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. I do you guys get targeted ads? Something weird really happened to me. There's a question I've been meaning to ask one of you about a product, and I've only thought about asking you this. I've never looked up the product. I've never searched it. I've never even typed anything in to my phone about it. But now I'm getting ads for it. And it's really weird, because I literally only thought, oh, I want to ask them about this product. It's something that one of you wear. Steph, it's you. And it's something I noticed on you a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, I got to ask her about that next time I see her. And I always forget. Your watch band? For your Apple Watch?
Yes.
It's really pretty. And I like how it's like kind of a step above your typical Apple Watch band. It makes your watch look really fancy. And I thought, I got to ask her about that watch band. I want to get one. Yours is gold. I want to get it in silver. And I keep thinking, okay, I'm going to ask her, and I never do. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, once I started thinking about it, I'm getting ads for watch bands.
No
Apple
way.
Watch bands. It's really bizarre.
You didn't speak it out loud
never.
To Matt, like, hey, Steph is this really cool watch band. Oh, it literally read your mind is what you're telling us.
Has that ever happened to anyone where you just you thought about something and all of a sudden you're getting ads? No, I've never spoken those words out loud to anyone. I only thought about it like, I got to find out where she got that watch band. And now I get ads for them all over the place. It's so bizarre.
That is so weird. Now, I just sent it to you. It's on Amazon. It's not that. It's pretty cheap. It's like $17. Mine was. If you get a silver one, it's a dollar up, $19. But wow, how crazy is that? You weren't even saying it. You were just thinking it. And it told you Apple Watch band.
It kind of scares me. I'll be honest. Like, is this where we are now in technology, where our minds are being read, or is it going based on habits didn't know, like, hey, it's about time for her to look at it. She gets bored easily. She's probably sick of her watch band. Maybe it's time to start targeting her.
And what's too funny too is like when my Amazon will do, it says, hey, it's you have been buying earplugs once a month. It looks like you're about to run out. Is it time to add it back to the cart? How did it know? I only had 6 left that I needed to buy an earplug. So maybe that's what's happening.
It's just really bizarre.
And if you open up your Facebook or Instagram, like open up Facebook and scroll down and see what the ads that you're getting and what's the connection to them. I had two, and the first one was for Nordstrom's. I made a purchase there last night online. I bought some face cream, which I understand why I'd get that. But it's so funny. I scroll down a little bit more and I'm getting become a preferred business in Red Rock Country Club. I'm like, why am I getting that? When I was leaving the grocery store last night, I was talking to one of the employees about a car show that's happening at Red Rock Country Club this weekend. And we're talking about the layout of it. It's at the country club on the golf course, this whole thing. And sure enough, Facebook listening heard Red Rock Country Club and thinks I have a business that I want to have advertised in Red Rock Country Club.
It's so scary. When has a targeted ad gotten you? Or what do you see ads for that you're kind of like, okay, should I be offended? Or what's going on? By the way, I'm getting them for sports betting apps. So I don't know what they're saying. Like, you know, you have an addictive personality. Why don't you start betting online? It would be great. Eileen, good morning. What is it for you? Eileen.
Hi, yeah.
Hey, do you get any targeted ads?
Yeah, I do. So one of the one things that keeps coming up really randomly in my ad is different, like the little handbags, the waistbands. I keep getting those, and it's so weird that I keep getting those. It's just like random, like I get them 5, 10, 15 times a day almost. It's just like so weird, you know, and I don't know where they come from, but they just suddenly come out of nowhere.
It's so crazy. We're getting so many texts about this, too. This one says, I was cleaning out my vacuum one day and thinking to myself that I need to get a new one because it was always clogged with dog hair. And that night, I was getting ads for pet vacuums. Never spoke anything out loud, was only thinking it. This one says, once me and my husband were talking near his phone, and next thing we knew, he was getting ads, even though we didn't look that up. What were you guys talking about? I'm curious on that. And then this one says, this happens to me all the time. I started working at a call center and never searched call center or anything. And now I see content on TikTok of people in call centers and ads for stuff like headsets and things like that. It's crazy. I'm very concerned about this.
It really is. Also, the other thing too that gets me is if I open up TikTok and there's a video, I'm like, what? Why did the algorithm think I want to see something like this? Sometimes it's so bizarre. The TikTok.
Yeah, they're really trying to determine your personality
I do not want to see this. We got Heads Up right now, and caller 20, you get to play Heads Up, which is a lot of fun to play, but we have a great prize for you today.
Yeah, we are giving you those passes for our advanced screening of The Wild Robot. Critics are calling this the best animated movie of the year, and we've got 4 passes for you right now at our advanced screening at Regal Red Rock. Caller 20 right now, you're playing Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your part. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you will go to the show. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Christina, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
Let's get you these passes to the advanced screening of The Wild Robot. Your categories are Simone Biles or Washington, D.C. Which one do you want to go with?
Simone Biles.
All right. National Gymnastics Day is this Saturday. So these are all things associated with gymnastics. Now, who would you like to pick as your partner?
Let's go with Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Christina, 60 seconds on the clock to get 6 correct, and you win, and you start now.
This is where she competes. It happens every 4 years.
Olympics.
Yes. This is what she wears. They are...
Leotard?
Yes. This is where you step on this thing, and you try not to fall off of it. You do...
Balancing beam?
Yes. This is when you are on... Okay, I'm going to pass that one. When you do your floor routine, you a lot of times you do this...
On the mat?
You don't do a forward one. You do a
cartwheel?
Backflip. Yes. This is the person that stands there to make sure you don't fall.
Spotter?
Yes. This is what you just said. One of the flips that you do is called a
cartwheel?
Yes! Nice. Wow! You got it! Congratulations, Christina!
Thank you!
Christina, you got four passes to the advanced screening of The Wild Robot. It's happening Monday at Regal Red Rock. So congratulations to you!
Hey, thank you!
If you're wanting to go check out The Wild Robot, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're not going to just give you one four-pack of tickets. We'll have two four-packs of tickets. That's happening right around 9:40. Walking home.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Diddy, he was arrested and charged with sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting individuals for prostitution earlier this week, and has been denied bail so far. The artist has made different offers in hopes of being released on bail, but so far, the judge is like, no, you're going to be detained ahead of your trial.
As he should be. What a scumbag.
No kidding. At one point, he even offered a $50 million bond, but was denied. And yesterday, he made a new offer saying he'd make sure that he has no contact with almost all women. Almost all. While he's out on bail. And he offered to only be in contact with family, property caretakers, and friends who are not named as co-conspirators in the federal indictment. Well, that didn't work. Diddy's going to remain in federal custody at this time. In the ruling, the judge said there were no conditions that would reduce the risk of witness tampering. So no dice. You're staying in there.
Yeah, I'm going to stop drinking, Your Honor. I promise I'll stay away from most alcohol. That doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you don't get to call the shots here, buddy. Tupperware Brands, the company that revolutionized food storage decades ago, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Did you see that?
No, legend.
Yeah, the company plans to continue operating. They're going to seek court approval for a sale. The company is looking for bankruptcy protection, and there's just a lot of struggles with them trying to revitalize their business. Their sales growth improved during the early days of the COVID pandemic, but overall sales have just been in a decline. And I'll be honest, I didn't know like Tupperware was still around. I don't know. I guess I just kind of assumed that had gone away. That seemed like my parents' kind of thing.
Yeah. We use, Laura bought these bento boxes, the different variety and everything, this huge pack of them. And that's what we use in our house now. And it's nice too when you're having leftovers the next day. It's neatly prepared in your bento box the following day.
Yeah. Then just clean those out. I'm a fan of those and then just Ziploc bags.
So easy.
Probably not greatest for the. I reuse my Ziploc bags though. And some people call me cheap for doing that. But if I have something in there, and it's not something that stained the bag, like some bread or something, I'll just give it a rinse out, turn it upside down, have it dry, and then we'll use it again. Like, what's the big deal?
It's smart. Yeah, do a nice little rinse out. It's very smart. Save some money, too.
Finally, this morning, talk about a stupid criminal. If you're going to steal something, you got to figure out how to get inside. You also need to know how you're going to get out. And it's not as easy as you may think. A 33-year-old man broke into a luxury Corvette in a parking lot in Miami on Tuesday, but he couldn't start the car or he couldn't get out of the car. That model, I guess, has a security feature on it where none of the electrical components will function if you don't have the key. And that includes the doors, although there was a manual door release under the seat, but the guy didn't know about that. The owner goes to his car and was shocked to see a burglar stuck inside. So he started filming. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's pretty funny. He's like, what are you doing in there? And the guy's like, can you help me out? And he's like, no, we're calling the cops. And the guy's like, for what? Well, the cops came. They arrested the guy. He's facing one count of burglary of an unoccupied conveyance. And his bond was set at $2,500.
That and a manual transmission will stop a lot of people from stealing a car. Some crooks don't know how to drive a stick shift.
You know what I saw the other day? I was walking in a parking lot to my car. and I saw a car and it had a club on it. Do you remember the
club? Oh, yeah. You still see them every so often.
Someone still uses the club. I was so impressed.
Absolutely. I saw a thing on, it was a picture on Facebook. Someone had posted it. Because I will do this. If I'm in a parking lot and I see someone sleeping, I'm always afraid they had a heart attack or a medical issue. So I'll walk up and tap on their window just to make sure they're okay. The dude had posted a picture. The guy was sleeping, but he had a note on his window saying, "Please do not knock. I didn't have a heart attack. I am just sleeping." Because he didn't want people to come up and knock on his window. I'm like,
did he know you or something? I mean, like the exact phrasing that you use. He's like, "Oh, I know this guy. He's going to come check on my heart attack."
He's coming here. Do you want to get into what happened in your kitchen?
Yeah. This is what happens when I try to play Top Chef in my kitchen. Something goes horribly wrong. Just trying to do something real nice for my kid yesterday, make a nice little snack, and my Top Chef skills are not great. When did you have an issue playing Top Chef in your kitchen? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Shaboozy on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I don't know where I get my cooking skills. Case in point, there are not many cooking skills I possess. I have like a few signature dishes that I do well. Most of the time, I'm just not great. And so yesterday, I don't know why, but I just had like a craving for cinnamon toast. And I was going to make myself some. And I asked my daughter, I'm like, "Do you want some cinnamon toast?" And she's like, "Ooh, that sounds good." Well, we only had two pieces of bread left. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give them to her. You know, she, it's fine. I don't need them. Maybe she'll let me have a bite. And so I go and I get the toast. I put it in the toaster and it smells like toast in the house. I go into the pantry, grab the cinnamon, grab the sugar, and I don't have them separated. I have them individual. So I sprinkle a little sugar on there when they're done. Well, first I put butter, then I put a little sugar, then I grab the cinnamon, I sprinkle it on there, and I go, "Here you go." And she's like, "Thank you, Mom." And I was like, "Yeah, no problem." So she takes a bite and, I just kind of turn around. I'm just like not even paying attention at this point. She goes, "It's hot." And I was like, "Just let it cool off. It just came out of the toaster." And so she doesn't say anything. And she goes, "No, Mom, it's really hot." And then I look at her and her eyes are kind of watering. And I go, "Wait, heat hot or spicy hot?" I'm like, "Is the cinnamon, like, she having a bad reaction to the cinnamon?" She goes, "It's spicy." And I keep thinking of that TikTok, the rice spicy. And I look and I go and I go to take a bite. But before I take a bite, I smell it and I go, "Oh, my gosh." And I looked at the cinnamon container. I grabbed cayenne pepper instead.
You did not. This is Brooklyn, who doesn't do spicy food,
no.
Right? She had spicy taco once, and she ruined her.
She's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And I couldn't make her some new toast because that was our last two pieces of bread. I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I grabbed cayenne pepper instead of cinnamon. They were right next to each other." And this is what I get for playing Top Chef. I thought I was going to be like homemaker Martha Stewart. Let's make some cinnamon toast. And
oh, great afternoon snack.
Gave her some cayenne pepper toast.
Oh my gosh.
There's still sugar on there though.
Did you eat yours? Like, "Oh, I know you like spicy food."
No, that went straight in the trash. When did you have a moment where playing Top Chef went horribly wrong? 702-364-9400. Maybe that's the new viral TikTok meal that gets big. Cayenne pepper toast.
Yeah, sell it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mix 94.1.
If it helps you out at all, Mercedes, I did look it up during the song there, that there's a thread on Reddit of people that like to put cayenne pepper on their peanut butter toast.
Oh, okay. So maybe I was just ahead of my time, you know? I had a Top Chef moment in my kitchen last night making cinnamon toast. I accidentally grabbed the cayenne pepper and served it to my kid, and she took a bite, and it was a bad situation. What happened to you, Jerry? Jerry.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What happened to you?
Yes. Well, I tend to be the cook in my family and always make the nice dinners. One year, we were making a Thanksgiving dinner for 13 business associates and family members. So I make all the sides from scratch, but I did go and buy a whole turkey that was partially prepared. So it only requires about 3 hours of oven time. So everything's coming along nicely. Everyone's sitting down, pull the turkey out, ready to be sliced open, slice it open, and there's a giant. It's frozen in the center.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
no. What a disaster. Everybody's ready to eat. So I have to slice through the turkey and then pan saute with herbs de Provence, each slice of turkey, and plate it individually for each one of my guests.
Okay, I mean, really... that sounds delicious, though, the way you just described how you did it.
Jared, the same thing happened to me, because you do the grandiose thing. Dinner is ready. It was Thanksgiving. Everyone sits around the table, and you realize you've messed up. So I'm like, size it is for everyone. Oh. Turkey's tomorrow night.
I mean, the star of the show. Jerry, I'm so sorry that happened. Sammy, what went wrong when you tried to play Top Chef?
So I usually host all my guy friends over at my place every Sunday. I tend to cook for them all the time. I'm a great cook. I love cooking, been cooking all my life. Made gourmet burgers for these guys. I was going to use a side, make homemade French fries. Got the oil and everything ready to go. I threw my little test fry in there. It fried up real nice. It was great. I took a handful of the fries of the raw potato slices, and I threw those inside the oil, and it was an oil volcano all over my stove, oil everywhere. Took every towel in the house to clean it up. Got to pull the stove out, clean on the sides and underneath it. It was a nightmare.
You know it's bad when you have to pull the stove out. That's when it's real bad, Sammy. Oh, I'm so sorry. Jenny, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. The sad thing is that I'm actually a chef. But when we had to graduate from culinary school, we had to make a chutney. And I went home and made it for my parents. And my dad ended up calling it, well, a bad word, but crap in a skillet. And to this day, 30 years later, he still says, I don't want any chutney for dinner.
Oh, no. Your signature dish is a crappy chutney. That's not good.
It's a crappy chutney, yes.
It's Mix 94.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Diddy, he was arrested and charged with sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting individuals for prostitution earlier this week, and has been denied bail so far. The artist has made different offers in hopes of being released on bail, but so far, the judge is like, no, you're going to be detained ahead of your trial.
As he should be. What a scumbag.
No kidding. At one point, he even offered a $50 million bond, but was denied. And yesterday, he made a new offer saying he'd make sure that he has no contact with almost all women almost all, while he's out on bail. And he offered to only be in contact with family, property caretakers, and friends who are not named as co-conspirators in the federal indictment. Well, that didn't work. Diddy's going to remain in federal custody at this time. In the ruling, the judge said there were no conditions that would reduce the risk of witness tampering. So no dice. You're staying in there.
Yeah, I'm going to stop drinking, Your Honor. I promise I'll stay away from most alcohol. That doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you don't get to call the shots here, buddy. Tupperware Brands, the company that revolutionized food storage decades ago, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Did you see that?
No,
yeah,
legend.
Yeah, the company plans to continue operating. They're going to seek court approval for a sale. The company is looking for bankruptcy protection, and there's just a lot of struggles with them trying to revitalize their business. Their sales growth improved during the early days of the COVID pandemic, but overall sales have just been in a decline. I'll be honest, I didn't know like Tupperware was still around. I don't know. I guess I just kind of assumed that had gone away. That seemed like my parents' kind of thing.
Yeah. We use, Laura bought these bento boxes, the different variety and everything, this huge pack of them. And that's what we use in our house now. And it's nice too when you're having leftovers the next day. It's neatly prepared in your bento box the following day.
Yeah. Then just clean those out. I'm a fan of those and then just Ziploc bags.
So easy.
Probably not greatest for the. I reuse my Ziploc bags though. And some people call me cheap for doing that. But if I have something in there, and it's not something that stained the bag, like some bread or something, I'll just give it a rinse out, turn it upside down, have it dry, and then we'll use it again. Like, what's the big deal?
It's smart. Yeah, do a nice little rinse out. It's very smart. Save some money, too.
Finally, this morning, talk about a stupid criminal. If you're going to steal something, you got to figure out how to get inside. You also need to know how you're going to get out. And it's not as easy as you may think. A 33-year-old man broke into a luxury Corvette in a parking lot in Miami on Tuesday, but he couldn't start the car or he couldn't get out of the car. That model, I guess, has a security feature on it where none of the electrical components will function if you don't have the key. And that includes the doors, although there was a manual door release under the seat, but the guy didn't know about that. The owner goes to his car and was shocked to see a burglar stuck inside. So he started filming. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's pretty funny. He's like, what are you doing in there? And the guy's like, can you help me out? And he's like, no, we're calling the cops. And the guy's like, for what? Well, the cops came. They arrested the guy. He's facing one count of burglary of an unoccupied conveyance. And his bond was set at $2,500.
That and a manual transmission will stop a lot of people from stealing a car. Some crooks don't know how to drive a stick shift.
You know what I saw the other day? I was walking in a parking lot to my car, and I saw a car and it had a club on it. Do you remember the
club? Oh, yeah. You still see them every so often.
Someone still uses the club. I was so impressed.
Absolutely. I saw a thing on, it was a picture on Facebook. Someone had posted it. Because I will do this. If I'm in a parking lot and I see someone sleeping, I'm always afraid they had a heart attack or a medical issue. So I'll walk up and tap on their window just to make sure they're okay. The dude had posted a picture. The guy was sleeping, but he had a note on his window saying, please do not knock. I didn't have a heart attack. I am just sleeping. Because he didn't want people to come up and knock on his window. I'm like, hey.
Did he know you or something? I mean, like the exact phrasing that you use. He's like, oh, I know this guy. He's going to come check on my
car. He's coming here. Do you want to get into what happened in your kitchen?
Yeah. This is what happens when I try to play Top Chef in my kitchen. Something goes horribly wrong. Just trying to do something real nice for my kid yesterday, make a nice little snack. And my Top Chef skills are not great. When did you have an issue playing Top Chef in your kitchen? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Shaboozy on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I don't know where I get my cooking skills. Case in point, there are not many cooking skills I possess. I have like a few signature dishes that I do well. Most of the time, I'm just not great. And so yesterday, I don't know why, but I just had like a craving for cinnamon toast. And I was going to make myself some. And I asked my daughter, I'm like, do you want some cinnamon toast? And she's like, ooh, that sounds good. Well, we only had two pieces of bread left. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give them to her. You know, she, it's fine. I don't need them. Maybe she'll let me have a bite. And so I go and I get the toast. I put it in the toaster and it smells like toast in the house. I go into the pantry, grab the cinnamon, grab the sugar, and I don't have them separated. I have them individual. So I sprinkle a little sugar on there when they're done. Well, first I put butter, then I put a little sugar, then I grab the cinnamon, I sprinkle it on there, and I go, here you go. And she's like, thank you, Mom. And I was like, yeah, no problem. So she takes a bite and, I just kind of turn around. I'm just like not even paying attention at this point. She goes, it's hot. And I was like, just let it cool off. It just came out of the toaster. And so she doesn't say anything. And she goes, no, Mom, it's really hot. And then I look at her and her eyes are kind of watering. And I go, wait, heat hot or spicy hot? I'm like, is the cinnamon? And like, she having a bad reaction to the cinnamon? She goes, it's spicy. And I keep thinking of that TikTok, the rice spicy. And I look and I go and I go to take a bite. But before I take a bite, I smell it and I go, oh, my gosh. And I looked at the cinnamon container. I grabbed cayenne pepper instead.
You did not. This is Brooklyn who doesn't do spicy food,
no.
Right? She had spicy taco once, and she ruined her.
She's like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I couldn't make her some new toast because that was our last two pieces of bread. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I grabbed cayenne pepper instead of cinnamon. They were right next to each other. And this is what I get for playing Top Chef. I thought I was going to be like a homemaker, Martha Stewart. Let's make some cinnamon toast. And
oh, great afternoon snack.
Gave her some cayenne pepper toast.
Oh my gosh.
There's still sugar on there though.
Did you eat yours? Like, oh, I know you like spicy food.
No, that went straight in the trash. When did you have a moment where playing Top Chef went horribly wrong? 702-364-9400. Maybe that's the new viral TikTok meal that gets big. Cayenne pepper toast.
Yeah, sell it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mix 94.1.
If it helps you out at all, Mercedes, I did look it up during the song there, that there's a thread on Reddit of people that like to put cayenne pepper on their peanut butter toast.
Oh, okay. So maybe I was just ahead of my time, you know? I had a Top Chef moment in my kitchen last night making cinnamon toast. I accidentally grabbed the cayenne pepper and served it to my kid, and she took a bite, and it was a bad situation. What happened to you, Jerry? Jerry?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What happened to you?
Yes. Well, I tend to be the cook in my family and always make the nice dinners. One year, we were making a Thanksgiving dinner for 13 business associates and family members. So I make all the sides from scratch, but I did go and buy a whole turkey that was partially prepared. So it only requires about 3 hours of oven time. So everything's coming along nicely. Everyone's sitting down, pull the turkey out, ready to be sliced open, slice it open, and there's a giant. It's frozen in the center.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
What a disaster. Everybody's ready to eat. So I have to slice through the turkey and then pan saute with herbs de Provence each slice of turkey and plate it individually for each one of my guests.
Okay, I
so
mean,
really...
that sounds delicious, though, the way you just described how you did it.
Jerry, the same thing happened to me because you do the grandiose thing. Dinner is ready. It was Thanksgiving. Everyone sits around the table and you realize you've messed up. So I'm like, size it is for everyone.
Oh.
Turkey's tomorrow night.
I mean, the star of the show. Jerry, I'm so sorry that happened. Sammy, what went wrong when you tried to play Top Chef?
So I usually host all my guy friends over at my place every Sunday. I tend to cook for them all the time. I'm a great cook. I love cooking, been cooking all my life. Made gourmet burgers for these guys. I was going to use a side, make homemade French fries. Got the oil and everything ready to go. I threw my little test fry in there. It fried up real nice. It was great. I took a handful of the fries of the raw potato slices, and I threw those inside the oil, and it was an oil volcano all over my stove. Oil everywhere.
took every towel in the house to clean it up, got to pull the stove out, clean on the sides and underneath it. It was a nightmare.
You know it's bad when you have to pull the stove out. That's when it's real bad, Sammy. Oh, I'm so sorry. Jenny, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. The sad thing is I'm actually a chef. But when we had to graduate from culinary school, we had to make a chutney. And I went home and made it for my parents. And my dad ended up calling it, well, a bad word, but crap in a skillet. And to this day, 30 years later, he still says, I don't want any chutney for dinner.
Oh, no. Your signature dish is a crappy chutney. That's not good.
Crappy chutney, yes.
It's Mix 94.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.